back to Global Tides Podcast, unfiltered version. Today, our episode is about international students who have come to Pepperdine to study for college and just their experience in America and college in general.
Yeah, so we're so excited to hear from our three guests today. So if we could start off with just some intros, say your name and how you're affiliated with Pepperdine, just maybe a little background on yourself, that would be awesome.
Yeah, my name is William. I come from China, and I'm affiliated at Pepperdine because, I just thought Pepperdine was a super great school by the beach, and yeah, I applied here and I got in.
My name is Sophie. I'm a junior at Pepperdine at the moment. I'm half German, and I came to Pepperdine. My dad is actually a Pepperdine alumni. And I found out about Pepperdine through him, kind of, so I'm following in his footsteps. And yeah, my dad came over to the U.S. In the 80s, or actually end of the 70s, from Germany. So yeah.
Hello, my name is Fabian, and I'm a junior at Pepperdine too. I'm majoring in psychology, and I am from Santa Cruz, Bolivia. I was born and raised there, and I attended an American accredited high school there, and we learned about like different colleges in the U.S., and I learned about Pepperdine and decided to apply, and of course, I ended up here, so yeah.
Awesome.
That's
Thanks,
great.
Guys.
Thank you so much.
So kind of starting out, I guess my first question to you guys is like, why did you come to Pepperdine? Was there something specific about it? Were you like, I want to come to the U.S. and study? Or was it family ties? Or what was it about Pepperdine that you were like, yeah, this is where I want to be?
Yeah, my parents moved here when I was 6 years old. Something that stood out to me about Pepperdine when I was growing up is just how beautiful the weather was and the beaches. And, you know, as an international student growing up and learning English, yeah, it was super, super nice to be by the beach and, like, read books.
Well, it was a whole thing. It was, like, a whole experience for me because, as I said, like, I went to an American high school, and there I was able to, like, learn English, and, like, all my academics were, like, American-based, so, like, the curriculum and everything, like, I had to set, like, U.S. history and everything, like, a normal American school requires. So because of that, I was able to apply to college in the U.S. eventually, and I remember, I think Pepperdine came, or someone, like some representative came to Bolivia and started talking about it, and I liked how it was a small school because I attended like a small high school, and I wanted that. Like, they told us that the students become like very close to the professor, and they're like small classes, so you would really get to know each other, and I really liked that, and attending in a Christian school also like influenced a lot of my decision, so yeah, that was like the main thing for me.
For me, ever since I was like a little girl, I always had this goal or dream to study in California. So when I was graduating high school, I decided that I'm going to apply to a bunch of universities in California. And I did. My biggest wish was to get into a school in Southern California, though, because that was what I had imagined for myself. And so I just applied at Pepperdine just for fun. Because, like I said, I knew about Pepperdine because of my dad, and I obviously, like, had viewed the campus before and, like, toured campus, and I thought it was so pretty. So I, applied here with not really the intention of, committing to Pepperdine, but then I did my research, and I just thought Pepperdine would be a great fit, so here I am.
Yeah, that is super cool. Do you guys think that your major coming into Pepperdine, Fabian, I know that you're psychology. Do you think that, like, the major that you chose is kind of influenced from being from another country? Like, is there, I know here at Pepperdine most people are business majors, or we have some international study majors as well, but do you think that your major would be different if you grew up in the States versus coming from a different country?
I think somewhat it does influence. Like, I came in as a business admin major. I remember I took my first class and I was like, maybe like this is not for me, because I was thinking like business calc and then econ. I was like dealing with numbers and I was like, definitely not. Especially coming from Latin America, where I think like I'm the only son in my family, like that my parents had. So I think it was like kind of a pressure for me to like learn some sort of like business related or like go to a business related career. So that for sure influenced my decision. But then coming here, taking the classes and then like discovering more about like myself and like what I want to do, I switched to psychology, as you mentioned, and I think that like really fit more of like who I am. And of course, it was a whole journey like trying to switch majors, but I feel like it did change, like coming here and like experiencing new cultures and everything. I was like, I want to know more about like the human mind, human behavior. So like from a international perspective, I think the psychology major definitely fit more of like I wanted to pursue.
It's funny, Fab mentioned that he was an econ major before, because I actually remember Fabi was the first person I talked to at Pepperdine at new student orientation for international students. But as for me, I came into Pepperdine as a biology major, and then I switched to sports medicine, which isn't that much different, I guess. But I don't think I would have studied anything else, even if I grew up in the U.S. my entire life. I feel like that was just a personal preference and interest of mine. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I would have stayed STEM no matter what. So
it's just in you. Yeah. STEM at heart.
Yeah, you know, I came in as a philosophy major, but after some thinking, you know, just moving into the U.S., I decided to change into a political science major because I wanted to learn more about politics in the U.S. government and the differences between it and the government in China. And, you know, I think that's really important to me. So here I am, political science major.
Here you are.
I'm really curious about your guys' like backgrounds and cultures. So if you guys could maybe talk a little bit about your home culture and how that's like super similar or different from what you're experiencing now in college, and just sort of maybe the things that you love about your home culture, maybe the things that you like differently about this one, or just like touch a little bit on some of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of in like a two-sided world. So obviously, my parents don't know a speck of English, so at home, we speak Chinese, a lot of Chinese culture, we celebrate, like, Chinese New Year and stuff like that, but we've also been incorporating some American cultures as well, like Christmas, like Thanksgiving, but it's, like, a mix, because when we have Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's, like, just a lot of, like, Chinese food, and then we just put, like a turkey in the middle for Thanksgiving or something. We didn't really get, like, a Christmas tree until, like, 2 years ago. And, yeah, I think, like, the longer we've been here, the more, like, we've also been integrating into American culture rather than it just being, like, Chinese culture.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, as for me, I definitely needed some time to kind of get used to the American way, I would say. Since like German people are very upfront, very honest. At first it was really hard for me to read people because I feel like here everyone's always so smiley and happy and it's super easy to talk to people, but at the same time, if you're not used to that, that can be a bit intimidating. So I obviously had to get used to like the kind of open way of like the people here. And similar to Will, I'd say for like the holidays, I never really celebrated Thanksgiving, like 4th of July, never really did that, or just like other traditions that are different, or like, for example, like the Super Bowl or something like that, like, that is a national holiday, so like traditions, but I feel like that's like really, really fun to kind of do, because it just allows you to like add another day into the year that you get to do something fun and celebrate, you know, so that has definitely been really fun. But as for, like, the people, like, in terms of communication, I feel like at first maybe people thought I was mean or I didn't like them. But that wasn't me not liking them. That was just, like, how I grew up and how I learned to interact with people. So that definitely took some time to kind of get used to for me.
I think it's so interesting you mentioned that because I grew up going to a French immersion school. And so, like, it was all, like, all my teachers and everything and all my classmates were from France, mm-hmm. but it was in the U.S., and I remember thinking the same thing when I switched from my French school to an American school because sort of like the European, like French or whatever it is kind of way is to kind of like keep to yourself a little bit. And like if you're like walking down the street, you know, it's like you don't really like say hi and like smile at someone. It's more just like you go about your day. Yeah. It's not a reflection of like their personality or their like, you know, friendliness or anything. It's just sort of the way that they do it. And I also grew up in an environment kind of like that where it's like, that's like how you go about it. And I remember thinking at American school, it was so different because I was like, oh my gosh, everyone is like so happy all the time. And everyone's like smiling at you.
And you go shopping, people are like, how's your day? And you're like, you care? Yes.
Oh my gosh. And people used to think I was like so shy and wouldn't say anything. And I was like, no, like this is just how we do it.
Minding our own business. Yeah.
So, to Paul Francais.
Such a
oh my god. I'm not getting this, Fabi. I'm not.
That's the only thing I know. There's something I learned my first semester here, which made so much sense. I probably told Lindsay this already, but someone told me, I don't remember, it was in one of my classes, that there are some cultures that are peach culture and some other cultures that are coconut culture. And that really resonated with me because I think the American culture is more of like a peach culture because, well, like a peach is like soft on the outside and then it's like the seeds inside is like more hard. And of course, a coconut is like hard on the outside and like more like soft on the inside. And that's how like the Bolivian culture would be, like more of a coconut because it's like hard to like maybe get to know someone when you're first meeting, you like introduce like your name, like more formal interactions at first. And then once you get to know them, you're like, okay, this person's like, like, you can know them, like, oh, my gosh, you're, like, totally different since the day I met you. But with Americans, I feel like it's more of a peach culture because you're very happy and, like, you meet people and you're, like, display your whole personality. And then maybe it's hard, not always, but, like, it's hard to, like, really get to know someone, like, for who they are, like, the core. But that really made sense to me. And I was like, yeah, definitely, because maybe at first I'm not that, like, spontaneous and, like, very smiling and everything. But, like, once you get to know people, like, oh, that, like, that makes sense. And, yeah, that's, like, a very big cultural difference. And also, like, the whole thing, like, I think Americans are more, like, individualistic. And, like, Latinos are more, like, collectivistic. Because, like, I feel like in America people move a lot. Like, I remember, like, meeting some friends. And they're like, oh, yeah, I lived, like, Indiana and then Michigan, then Texas. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I lived in the same city my whole life with my family. It's, like, aunts. And we have, like, a big family. So I think that, like, also has to do with, like, the collectivistic culture that Latin America has. And so those are, like, they're very big cultural differences, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's so interesting, too, what you were saying about kind of, like, America being a peach, because I think you can even see that on Pepperdine's campus.
For sure.
Like, I think that's the number one problem that people have. Right, you walk around on Main and you say hi to a million people. But how many people do you really know on that deeper level? Like, it's just, it's very different atmosphere.
Yeah. And then kind of with those, like, big cultural differences, did you guys find it hard to get used to that? Or was it sort of something you already knew coming in and you expected it? Or how was that adjustment for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, kind of weird at school especially because, like, people celebrate, like, 4th of July or, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving. And at first, when I first came here, like, we obviously didn't know much about the celebrations here in the United States of America.
Right.
Right. But, you know, like I said, over time, we're getting the hang of it, getting more American culture within our family. So that's been really nice.
Wait, this is just a follow-up question for Will really fast.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Do you think that you find it hard? I mean, I know you said that you have that culture at home with your parents. But do you find it hard to kind of build a Chinese community here at school to tap into those roots? Or are you just kind of more tapping into your American side at this point?
You know, at this point in my life, I'm just tapping into my American side.
Full Americanized. Fully
embracing it.
Red, white, and blue, love baby. Love the United States of America.
I feel like for me, in the beginning, I felt like kind of like an imposter almost.
Imposter!
Yeah, like I just always felt like I didn't belong, which... Yeah, it was really hard in the beginning because it's like people were nice to me, but it's like I couldn't relate to them. Mm-hmm. So I liked being here and I really liked like how new everything was. But at the same time, I was like, this is not what I'm used to. This is not how I feel comfortable. So it took me quite a while to get used to it, I would say. But obviously, like friends helped with that a lot. And you learn. And then, I mean, I find myself, like, obviously if I compared myself now to, like, the person I was when I first started coming to Pepperdine, I feel like I'm much more American, obviously. I'm not like, I'm an American, yeah! But I would say I'm, like, more American than I was before.
Right.
So obviously, like, as you, spend time in a certain place, like, you learn to adapt and you, like, adjust. And, yeah, you adopt, like, certain, I don't know, behavioral, like, qualities as well. So.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I relate a lot to what Sophie said. As I was saying, like, I feel like at first it was hard to show, like, my full personality just because of, like, everything that I was saying. I feel like the conversations I would have with, like, my suite mates, literally the first week, I'd be like, this might be, like, conversation I would be having with, like, my best friends for, like, years. And right. I'm like, no way. Like, I have to share about my very personal life right now with y'all.
Deepest secrets on NSO.
Right. And I'm like, oh, okay. So... That was hard, like, for sure. But also, I really liked it. Like, I feel like it definitely, like, helped me, like, break out of my shell and get to know, like, what my personality is like without, like, faking it. So, yeah, also having people that are interested in your culture helped a lot. Like, roommates or, like, suite mates or classmates that, like you say, we're from Bolivia and they, like, start asking questions and then you're talking about your culture. I feel like that definitely helped me adapt. Just because I have something to, like, I don't know, contribute. Because sometimes, right. Sophie was saying, like, maybe I don't feel like I contribute. I don't belong in this place. But, like, when they ask you about your culture, you're like, okay, you're more willing and, like, happy to see that people are actually, like, interested in what you have to bring to the table. So, yeah, it's, like, a whole journey of, like, adapting. But that was, like, the first... moment when I was like, yeah, like, it helps a lot sharing about your own culture.
Absolutely.
I have the funniest story ever of Fabian. It was me, him, and a bunch of our friends, and we're just hanging out at, like, one of our houses or something, and the song Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue starts playing, if you guys know that song. And everyone is belting it. Like, our friend Nathaniel is just standing up, like, shaking his fist, going crazy. And Fabian's kind of, like, sitting there. And I was like, oh, wait, like, he probably doesn't know this
song.
Hold on
a minute.
This wasn't played at the cookout. but, yeah, that's really great, guys. Yeah, Thank you.
I was not taught that song in high school, for sure.
Not part of your curriculum.
Right. Should have been.
Yeah, like, the Pledge of Allegiance... I just recently learned that.
What? Like, you study it?
Like, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, she recites it before bed.
What's the first American song you guys learned?
Oh, he's taking over
the
interview.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
get it on. That's a good starter, for sure.
I don't know.
Country Girl.
Like, I feel like I've been exposed to, like, American music my whole life, so I wouldn't, like...
That's true.
So probably one, like... High School Musical song, or like Camp Rock song.
That's good too. I'll take that answer.
Big Disney guy.
Yeah.
mine's Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. Wow, three different genres here. Yeah, that was good. Widespread. Would you guys say that it's hard to practice your culture while you're here, like not only in college but in America? Do you think it's harder to hold on to those core values that you celebrate at home?
Yeah. So. You know, it's kind of like it's kind of just like a mix, is what I'm trying to say. So, like, obviously on one side, there's the American values, American stuff. But you also, like, want to keep your traditional family values and cultures. So, like, at the same time, we celebrate Chinese cultures, like, maybe integrate some, like, Chinese culture into American stuff to do. But it's not, like, really hard to keep our, like, families... traditional culture, because we kind of just want the best of both worlds at this time. Mm-hmm. So
that's good. Yeah,
it's for sure hard to think about your culture while you're here, because you're exposed to, like, another one, so you're trying to fit into that culture. And for me, like, having English as my second language and having to do everything in my second language. Like, I live with, like, all of my roommates are, like, speak English and having to go to class and speak English again. And then, like, by the end of the day, if I want to call, like, my parents or, like, my siblings, I have to, like, tell them everything in Spanish, and it's hard. And I'm like, okay, maybe, like, I was being part of, like, the American culture and, like, I forgot to really bring my own culture to the table. It's not like I really need to do it, like, every day, mm-hmm. but... when I really think about it, it's like, okay, like, my whole life, if, like, revolves around like the American culture, mm-hmm. and then meeting American people and like interacting with them all the time. So it's hard for sure, but I feel like there are spaces, well, where you're like comfortable with, like contributing with like your own culture, but when you're in class, like I don't really know, like you're just like listening to a lecture. So for sure, like when you're like with your friends and everything, I feel like I always like try like say, oh, like back home I did this, like back home like we have this like holiday or mm-hmm. this is very similar to this, like comparing. So yeah, I feel like that's like how I
just like informing people and mm-hmm. like teaching about your culture.
Yeah. Like by the way,
little add-on.
Do you find that you do that kind of naturally, like without thinking about it, just in conversation, be like, oh, this reminds me of this thing at home, or is it sort of like conscious? You're like, I need to like think about home too at the same time.
I think it comes naturally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when I'm comfortable like sharing it. Before I was like, should I really like? Do they really care? But now I'm like, no, like this is who I am. So like, I'm just like, say it. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, kind of similar to Fabi, but I agree. It's kind of like hard, especially like if you don't really have like family here, or if you don't have like a network of people from like the same country that you like regularly hang out with. It's kind of easy to forget about things or kind of lose track of things that you used to do so frequently. So I don't know if it's, I mean, I feel like Germany doesn't have that many different like holidays or anything. But probably, I mean, I rarely eat German food here. Like, I eat, like, fast food now.
No schnitzel for dinner here? No. It's cut out a little.
Yeah, sadly no. just, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What other things that I did? I even, like, I'm forgetting what my German self used to do. Too Americanized. Yeah, but just definitely. Like, I think what I'm trying to say is it is hard.
That's a good point. Like, it's hard if you don't have, like, the community. Mm. And, yeah, like, I have some, like, Latin friends. But, yeah, while you're surrounded with people who are not part of, like, maybe your cultural community, it's hard to, like, really bring that out.
Absolutely. And I have kind of a question about the language that you were speaking about. Is I'd love to know kind of like, you know, is speaking your second language all day, is that like exhausting, or is it like, it's because I know you guys all have a background in it to begin with, and so do you still find that it's like, because I know for me, if I'm speaking it all day, like another language, I'm tired. Like my brain hurts.
Mentally exhausted.
I'm like, I did too much today. But like every day, is that, do you find it still tiring? Or are you kind of like used to it at this point?
Wait, before you start, Fabi, tell them how many times you've had to answer the question of whether you speak Bolivian or not.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, of course, Bolivia was conquered by Spain, so we speak Spanish.
History lesson.
I don't speak Bolivian.
PSA.
Disclaimer. So, yeah, that's funny when they're like, oh, so you speak Bolivian. I'm like,
free
no.
Not.
Like, well, actually, yeah.
I wish, but no. I think at this point, I'm already used to it, like, it just comes naturally. At first, I remember, like, calling my parents or, like, some family member at the end of the day. Because, like, I need to, like, practice. Not practice, but, like, speak my Spanish. Yeah, I don't even practice my Spanish. But it would be, yeah, definitely helpful to, like, it is helpful to have someone where you can talk, like, and speak your native language. And it's still hard. Like, I feel like I still have, like, an accent. Like, it will never go away. But, no, it just comes naturally. Although, I would say that it is hard. Like, if I'm speaking English right now and you want me to switch to Spanish, like, I don't know why that switch is hard. Like, I remember I had an interview, like, the other day. And, like, the interviewers spoke Spanish. And they asked me a question in Spanish. And then I was trying to, like, answer it. But it's, like, I prepared myself, like, in English. Or, like, my points are in English. Like, and the experiences they want me to share happened in English. So while I was trying to like, translate in my head, that's hard. Like, that's another thing. Like, when you're first starting to learn the language, you're like translating in your head. But now I feel like I can, like, I don't know. The more you practice, just like comes naturally. And then it's no longer exhausting. Wait. And the slang, that's another thing. Like, oh, I could talk a lot about that. Like, learning like American slang was like definitely crazy.
Yeah,
the first year here.
Yeah.
And you're like, what does gas mean? Like, that's just But when I'm like speaking to like another, like a Mexican or like Peruvian, definitely like that, like I'm like listening to their accents a lot, and I'm like okay, trying to figure out which country, if they haven't like said it, which mm-hmm. country they're from. But yeah, I feel like no, it's just like easier to like speak to them. Doesn't change much.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with us. We really appreciated it. Do you guys have any closing advice for any international students or someone who's thinking about coming to school in America?
Yeah, just some, you know, closing advice. We got this saying in Chinese in China. Say, 我爱你. It means I love you in Chinese. So love all you international students out there. Come to America. It's a good time here for college.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
I'd say maybe if people ask you a lot of questions about your country or your culture, don't take it like personally. Don't be annoyed. It's usually like from like a point of interest. Like they're just curious to know how your life has been different to theirs. So that's something I learned. Like I would kind of start to get annoyed sometimes with people asking the same questions over and over, but they're just curious about your life. So maybe see it as a compliment. Like, you're different. You're interesting.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would say you being from another country is not a disadvantage. But it's, like, something you should use in your favor. Like, just be yourself and meet as many people as you can because it's your experience. Like, you're in a different place in a new country and a new culture. So just absorb the most you can.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks guys.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah. Bye.